Tonight we're really up to the halachas of Hilchas Aninus, and I think it's important to have this shiur, which is sort of an introductory shiur to Hilchas Aninus, and very not halacha l'maaseh oriented, which is different for our kind of chabura, but I think it's important to spend a little bit of time focusing on this point of Aninus as well. My father always tells over the story how Rav Soloveitchik, when they learned Hilchas Avelus and Shir, when they got up to the halachos, so it says Hilchas Aninus, right? That's the title. So Rav Soloveitchik said it's not really meduya, because really you should say Hilchas Misha Mesa Muta Lafanov. Why? What is he getting at? What's the difference between Hilchas Aninus and Hilchas Misha Mesa Muta Lafanov? The answer is, there's a big difference. Aninus is a concept de araisa. Misha Mesa Muta Lafanov is a din de rabbanon. So Aninus de araisa consists of a couple of components. There are a couple of halachos that are important for us to know about Aninus de araisa, and that's what I want to focus tonight's shir on the dinim de araisa, which we never ever get the chance to really appreciate and discuss. That's what I just want to discuss a little bit about it and give us a little bit of a familiarity to these halachos, which are really the real Hilchos Aninus. And then perhaps next week we'll start with the halacha lamaisa as we know it for Hilchos Aninus of Misha Mesa Muta Lefanav. So first of all, Rashi writes in a couple of places, in Zvachim Daf Tezvav, in Psachim Daf Tzadi, Rashi has it also in Shabbos, Perakar Belozer Demila, that an onen on a level of daraisa is kol zman shelo nikvar hames. Rashi writes, you are considered an onen daraisa, and we'll see in a couple of minutes what that makes a difference for. What are the nafkaminas of being an onen daraisa? But an onen is kol zman shelo nikvar hames. Rashi seems to be saying that once the mace is buried, your status of aninus goes away. Right? That's the clear implication from the way Rashi phrases it. So the Turi Evan asks a kashan chagiga daf chafal famaralef. He says, I don't understand. If you look in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf, the Gemara tells us clearly when it's talking about the dinim of Aninus Daraisa, the Gemara very clearly states that Aninus Daraisa is kol hayom kulo. The whole day, even after the mace is buried, even after everything's done, as the Pasuk says, v'achariseha ki yom mar, the whole day is considered a yom mar. It's considered a very bad day. It's considered a day of Aninus. And the Gemara has a machlokes if Aninus Laila is Daraisa Darabanan, that's talking about the night after the Kvura. The night after everything's finished. Even then we have a machlokas. Do you say that Aninus pushes over even into the next night also? That's the question in the Gemara. Is that deraisa derabanan? But for sure, for the remainder of the day, the Aninus is really chal on the person on a level of deraisa. So that's the kasha that the Turi Evan asks on Rashi in these couple of places, that Rashi writes a very strange statement that Aninus is kol zman shelo nikvar hames. That's really not accurate. He leaves off with a tzarachin. So the Svasemes in Chagiga, over there on Daf Chafalif, the Svasemes writes to be Miyashiv Rashi that no, Rashi is talking about the following scenario. The case is the person passed away, and then they couldn't do the Levaya till the next day. So you already had a full day of Aninus. Now you do the Kvura, after you do the Levaya, now you do the Kvura, and now there's a couple of hours till nightfall. So that's when Rashi holds that we would say, kol zman shelo nikvar hames is considered an onen. Once the mace already is in the ground, already had the kvura, then we assume that the status of aninus goes away. That's the way the Svasemes is miyashiv these strange rashis that we find in a couple of places. The Zevach Todan is Pirushan Zvachim, one of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara writes, he thinks the Svasemes is not correct. Because if you look again carefully in the Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara writes, even in a case like that, even in a case where you have the Misa on one day, and you're not able to do the Kvura till the next day, after the Kvura is over, you still have a status of an Onen until nightfall, and perhaps even after nightfall. So he says, I don't understand. So this is a very problematic Rashi that pipes up in a couple of places, and it's something that's very difficult to understand. The Pashtus is that an Onen Midaraisa is one that lost a relative and did the Kvura. We assume even after the Kvura is over, the person is considered an Onen Daraisa, and with regard to the night after that Kvura is done, that is also a status of an Onen. Just the question then in the Gemara is, are you an Onen Daraisa or an Onen Midrabanan? As we know, next week we'll discuss the Halachos of Aninus. It has nothing at all to do, it doesn't at all match with the Hilchos Aninus Midaraisa, right? Obviously, we all know. The Hilchos Onen, as we know them, that you're not allowed to do any mitzvahs, as we'll see, that's over, obviously, once the Kvura is done, obviously that's something that falls away right away. So what are the dinim of Aninus Midaraisa? That's why Rav Soloveitchik felt that it's a misnomer. To title the halachos Hilchos Aninus is a mistake. Hilchos Aninus has totally different rules. Hilchos Misha Mesa Muta Lefanav, that's what it should really say in the Shulchan Aruch over here. He said over the story that when he went to be Menachem Avil, by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. They were friendly because they were together in Berlin. They learned in college together in Berlin. So when he went to be Menachem Avil for the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who was sitting Shiva for his mother, so they were talking in Hilchos Avelus, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe told him, oh yeah, the Rambam writes that an Onen is only Kolzman Shalonikra Ames. So Soloveitchik said, impossible, there's no such Rambam. Like that. So he said, no, I think the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis that the Onen is considered an Onen Midaraisa, Kolzman Shalonikra Ames. And he started getting up from his Avil chair to go and pull out a Rambam to show him. So Soloveitchik pushed him back down. He said, you don't even have to look up. I'm positive there's no such Rambam. It's impossible. So fine, so he listened, and then a couple of weeks later he came to Shir and he showed everybody a letter that the Lubavitcher Rebbe sent him, a letter that he looked up the Rambam and they're both right. Because in the old translations of the Rambam from Arabic, the Rambam in fact writes in three different places, just like Rashi, that an Onen has the status of an Onen ad shelo nikra hames. In the new Kapach translations, which is what Rav Soloveitchik used to use, that was a much more meduyik translation from the original Arabic. He takes that in all three of those places, he says, it was translated incorrectly. And really the Rambam is Choser, and the Rambam writes that the halacha is an Onen is even after Gvuras Hameis. So that's the way we assume. That's the Pashtus, that the Onen Daraisa carries on even after it. Interesting story nonetheless, but that's the basic halacha l'maisa. So what are the Hilchos Aninus Daraisa? Number one, we have the pasuk that says, by Vidoy Meiser, lo achalti b'oni mimenu, lo biyarti mimenu b'tamei, lo nasati mimenu l'mei. So we know that the person has to say Vidoy Meiser. And one of the statements that he makes is, lo achalti be'oni mimenu. What does that mean? Obviously, the Torah tells us that an onen midaraisa is not allowed to eat maaser sheni. Right? So that is clear. The Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph that we can extend this halacha by maaser to another din. Says the Gemara, from the fact that an onen is not allowed to eat maaser, so kavachomer is not allowed to eat kachim. Because kachim are much more kaddish than maaser. So from the fact that the Torah says over here that you're not allowed to eat Meiser, for sure you're not allowed to eat Kachem either. So now we have two halachas that are applicable to an Onen. Number one, you're not allowed to eat Meiser. It says, L'biyati m'mena mitame. Number two, you're not allowed to eat Kachem because Kachem is learned out from a Kavachomer from Meiser. Then, what about an Onen eating Truma? Where does Truma fall in? Is Truma similar to Meiser and Kachem? Or is Truma maybe a lower level? What would you say? What do you say about Truma? So Truma is an interesting discussion, but the Gemara says in Yevamah Staf Ayin Amud Beis, a very clear din that an Onen is mutter lachal b'truma. An Onen is allowed to eat Truma. So let's just get this clear. You have three situations here. You have Meiser and Kachim. Meiser is the real pasuk in the Chumash that says you're not allowed to eat if you're an Onen. Kachim we learn from a Kavah Chomer. Truma, the Gemara says in Yevamah Staf Ayin, that Truma for sure an Onen is allowed to eat. The Smag writes, when he talks about the halacha of an onen not being allowed to eat maaser and kachim, the Smag writes, well, the reason is as follows. We know when it comes to kachim, there's a din that you have to eat the kachim, l'mashcha v'l'gdula. You have to eat it in a way which is respectful, it's about kavadik of fashion. So that's the way the kohanim have to eat their kachim all the time. Not just at this particular time, all the time. By all of kachim, we assume that there are certain halachas that govern the achilas kachim, that it has to be done l'mashcha v'l'gdula, like the way a king would eat. Says the Smag, when you have a person who loses a relative, that's not l'mashcha l'gdula. He's crying and he's so sad. He's not eating like a king. So therefore, the Smag says, that's the pshat why the Torah asked you from eating kachim and from eating meiser when you're an onin, because we assume that it's not l'mashcha l'gdula. You're not eating it in a bakavadika fashion. What? Oh, so that's the question. Meiser, you really have to eat l'mashcha l'gdula? Is that true? And what about truma? The Gemara says clearly that Truma, you're allowed to eat when you're an Onen. What do you mean? Who said Truma doesn't have to be eaten L'mashcha v'l'gdula? So this is a big discussion. Tosis writes in Mechoras Daf Chav Zayin that no, L'mashcha v'l'gdula only applies to Basar. It doesn't apply to other objects. So Memela Tosis says, that's why you can be Mechalik between Kachem and Truma. The problem is, the Achronim asks, that Tosis himself is Soser, and Tosis says in other places that even, I'm sorry, not first of all, Tosis himself is Soser, in other places and says, that the mashcha l'gdula applies even to other things, but it's a mefurish gemara. The gemara says in Sota that when you bring a mincha onto the mizbeach and the kohanim go ahead and eat the menachos, menachos also have to be eaten l'mashcha l'gdula. Mefurish gemara, and that's not basar. So you see, it's a din in kachim. It's not a din bedafka and basar. So be it as it may, this is where we're holding.
This is my shen, right?
Yeah.
It's
more like kachim.
Right.
Correct. Right. You're probably right. I think that is the answer. But basically, the question is, how do we extend this din? If the smag is correct, that the reason why an onin midaraisa is not allowed to eat kachim and he's not allowed to eat meiser is, yes, the pasuk says, but he says the reason for the pasuk is because of lamashka l'gdula. Well, how far do we take this? In fact, Rashi writes in Yuma Daf Yudalit. We all know this in the beginning of Yuma, a whole discussion that we need the Kohen Gadol to have a wife on Yom Kippur. That's something that's very important for the Avoda. V'chiper ba'adav ad besa. Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. So what do we do? The Gemara says, Mesakhan al Isha Acheres. So what happens if Yom Kippur comes and now he's stuck with two women? So he's not allowed to have two wives, he only has to have one wife. So what do we do then? So the Gemara says he has to divorce one. Right? So what happens? It comes Yom Kippur, he divorces one on Yom Kippur, right? And now that woman dies. Let's say that woman happens to die on Yom Kippur. So, is a person, after he divorces his wife, is he mechuyev to be an onin on her? Obviously not, right? I'm not related to her anymore. Right. But says the Gemara over there that he's aser b'achilas kachim. Why is he aser b'achilas kachim? Because he's unhappy. So what is unhappy? What do you mean? But I'm not mechuyev to be an onin for her. So what do you say? So you see an indication like the smag. You see Rashi assumes like this as well. That there's a din l'mashchav l'gdula, and when you're not going to be happy, you're not allowed to eat kachim. The problem is, frekta achronim, what happens? Misha tavas v'nasa bayam. The Mishnah Melech raises the kasha. Someone who loses all his money. He just found out, I lost all my money with Madoff. And now I'm about to go eat my kachim. What are you going to say? Anyone who's depressed, anyone who's not happy is not allowed to eat kachim? So how far do we take this? How far are we going to take this? Do we say, anytime a person is in a depressed mood, he's not allowed to eat kachim? Or do we say, no, maybe it's a specific halacha in Bidafka when a person loses a relative. So that's also a very difficult thing to figure out. Where do we draw the line? Over here you have a case. This is the test case in Yuma. You have a case where the person is not a halachic onen, because he's not mechuyev to be an onen on his wife that he divorced, yet we still find that he's asa b'kachim. Take another example. Haruge bezdim, we know, you don't lo onen an aleim v'lo mataman aleim. Someone who gets killed through a misas bezdim, we know that the family is not noig avelus on him. Why not? Because he should suffer. He should suffer bizyonis because he didn't follow the rules. He did things wrong. So that's what we generally assume. Yet the Rama writes in his Pirush on Sanhedrin Daf Membov, mikol makom hakrovim asurim bekachim. Why? What do you mean? They're not mechuyev to be onan him. They're not mechuyev to be avelim on him. Yet we still find a situation here where they're going to be in a horrible mood. They're going to be very down, and therefore we say that we assume that they are not allowed to eat kachim. So it seems to be that the smag really has some roots in different sugyas in different places, and it's just something for us to consider. The Magen Avraham writes in his Zeis Ranan, a very interesting idea, and that is spurred by the following kasha. We know that the Akedas Yitzchak, so Avraham Avinu went ahead and he was about to shecht his son, he thought he was bringing him up as an ola. In fact, the Magen Avraham kasha, he says, what was the Havamina that Avraham Avinu would be allowed to go ahead and shecht his son and be makar of him as a karbon? Right away, when he does the shechita, he's going to become an onan. And an onan is not allowed to do avodah. Sounds like a funny kasha. But the Magen Avraham says this seriously. He says, we all know, the Gemara says in Zvachim Dav Tazayin, this is the second halacha in aninus. Number one, an onan deraisa is not allowed to eat meiser. Number two, he's not allowed to eat kachim. He is allowed to eat truma. And halacha number three is, in Zvachim Dav Tazayin, onan is not allowed to do avodah. Frak the Gemara. Yeah. No, but you still have to do the avodah. What? Is there any? Aninus d'araisa on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yes. Yeah.
We don't hold today. We don't hold aninus. There's no aninus on Shabbos.
Because that's Misha Mesa Mutal. That's exactly the point. That's why I'm talking about this. Because there are so many differences. That's exactly why I think it's so important to lay this out. Because it's is on Shabbos also. Yeah, I think so. So over here, that's...
You couldn't eat kachim.
What? Couldn't eat kachim, yeah.
You lose the relative fry, it's not very until Sunday, but you would be able to eat kachim.
But you have to make brachos. You have to make brachos on Shabbos. So that's Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanim. So interesting to note. So this is the third halacha, that a kohen is not allowed to do avodah when he is an onin. How do we know this? The Gemara says, we have three reasons, three makoros where we learn this from. Either because it says, min amigdash lo yetze v'lo yichalo, Dafka by Aaron HaKohen, when he lost his two sons, it says, you shouldn't leave, you have to keep doing the avodah. Ha, acherim, if they stay there, they are going to be mechalot. That's the makor number one. Makor number two, the Gemara says, exeris hakasuv. Makor number three, the Gemara says, is a kavachomer from a baal mum. Madach, a baal mum, who's allowed to eat kachim, is not allowed to do avodah. So for sure, says the Gemara, an onen who's not allowed to eat kachim, like we learned before, kavachomer from Meiser, so for sure he's not allowed to do avodah.
But how was the kasha? That was a tzivui from the Baruch.
told him, Harasha. Right? So that's what I would have said. So Harasha, the Rav Shalom told me to do. What do you want from me? So that's the Magen Avraham's kasha. Zok the Magen Avraham, oh, I'll tell you how to answer. If you look in the Medrash writes in the beginning in Parshas Lech Lecha, Zok the Medrash, I'll tell you, Avraham Avinu had a din kohen gadol. Yes, so therefore, oh, so the Magen Avraham uses that Medrash to answer the kasha. Why do we need Avraham Avinu to be a kohen gadol? I'll tell you why. Because we know that a kohen gadol does the avoda even when he's an onen. So Mamela, since Avraham Avinu had a status of a kohen gadol, even though he was going to go ahead and shecht his son, and he was going to become an onen right away when Yitzchak died, he was allowed to finish up the avoda because the kohen gadol is makriv afilu onu. That's the way the Magen Avraham answers the kasha. Frekt. So first of all, one thing that you see from this Magen Avraham is that the shechita of Yitzchak had a real din of shechitas kachim. It's not stam that he went ahead and offered his child, you know, stam as a gift. It had a real din of shechitas kachim, and that's why he's bothered by this kasha. Is, what are you going to do? Aninus kachim. So you see that the shechita of Yitzchak Avinu really had a din of Taras Hakrava Shal Migdash. It had a din of Kachrim in the Beis HaMigdash and it had to follow the real rules. What? He would have had his Rikas Adam Kabbalah. That's what he assumes. Frak the Torah Tamima and his Sefer Makar Baruch as follows. Torah Tamima says, the Magen Avraham, if I'm not mistaken, Zok the Torah Tamima, I think the Magen Avraham missed the whole Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Yud Gimel, Haya Omedu Makar Vagabi HaMizbeach. Let's say you have a Kohen who's in the middle of doing Avodah. And now while he's in the middle of the Avodah, he finds out that he lost a relative. What do you do? Rabbi Yehuda says, doesn't matter. Even though you started already, you got to leave right away. Can't stick around. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, no. Yigmar Avodasa. You already began with the Hakravas HaKarban. So finish up everything you're doing and then you leave. So the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosis have a machlokis there. What type of coin is the Gemara referring to? So Rashi writes, Hachal b'mayaskinam b'koin hedyot. You have a kohen hedyot. Once he started doing the avodah, he's allowed to finish because hischa beheter. That's what Rashi assumes. Tosfos disagrees and Tosfos says no. If it's a kohen hedyot, once he becomes a nonin, he's over. He's not allowed to do avodah. Must be the Gemara is talking about a kohen gadol, Zok Tosfos. And the chiddush is that a kohen gadol, even in a time when he's a nonin, he's allowed to continue doing the avodah. So frak the makar baruch, the Magen Avraham's teretz only works out according to Rashi, right? Is that correct? Magen Avraham said, what's the reason why Avraham Avinu had to become a Kohen Gadol? Why do we have to give him the elevated status of Kohen Gadol? It's because otherwise he would have had to stop. Well, Rashi says over here that even a Kohen Hedder is allowed to continue. If he started already Beheter, so he's allowed. So Avraham Avinu over here, he started Beheter because he shechted his son. The son only died after the Shechita. No, so once he already started the Avodah, you're allowed to continue. Frekti Makar Baruch, that for some reason the Magen Avraham is ignoring this whole Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Zok the Ragat Shavar no. What are you talking about? The Ragat Shavar says, the only time you could say in the Gemara, Hischo Beheter, you're allowed to continue, you're allowed to finish up, that's only if you start doing the real Avodah. But we know the Gemara says that Shechita is Ksheira Bizar, Rashi and Chumash quotes this. So Shechita Lav Avodahi. Zok the Ragat Shavar over here, back to the Kasha. Over here, it's a Geshmak of the Ragat Shavar. Zok the Ragat Shavar, if you look really into it carefully, so what happened? Avraham Avinu was going to Shecht Yitzchak. After the Shechita, he would have become an Onin. So you can't rely on that Gemara in Yuma. Why did Magen Avraham ignore that Gemara? Because Avraham Avinu didn't even start the Avodah yet. Azor is kosher lavod. Anyone's allowed to do the Shechita. So therefore, Zok the Ragat Shavar, you wouldn't be able to implore the principle of Kivin Shehisal Beheter, he's allowed to finish. And that's why the Magen Avraham had to be Mechadish. No, he has the status of Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol is Makrav Onen, even if he didn't yet start. That's what the Ragat Shavar wants to be Miyashiv to this Kasha of the Torah Tmima against the Magen Avraham. One last point I want to make is as follows. The Gemara's Maskana, and this is the way the Rambam Paskins, is the reason how we know, the Makar that we know, that a Onen is not allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, is learned out from a Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? Madach, a Baal Mum, is allowed to eat Kachim, is not allowed to do Avodah, so for sure, an Onen, who's not allowed to eat Kachim, whatever reason you're going to say, but an Onen can't eat Kachim, so for sure, he's not allowed to do Avodah. That's the Maskana, that's the way the Rambam Paskins, the Din Lahalacha. So the Briskerov, as quoted by Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in the Zichron Shmuel, the Briskerov writes as follows. He doesn't come to a conclusion, and the Nafkaminas are so complicated, but it's just something to consider. What is the Yesod of the Isser for an Onen to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? Is it Midine Aninus? I'm sorry, what is the Yesod of the Isser that an Onen is not allowed to eat Kachim? Is it Midine Avelus? Or is it Midine Kachim? Is it because we have so much respect for Kachim and you're not in a respectable mood right now, so we don't want you getting near Kachim? Or do we say Fakert? It's Midini Aninus, that once a person loses a relative, he's not allowed to be involved in these kinds of things. It's just like he has to be knowing other Yisuri Avelus. This is one of the Yisuri Avelus. Zakhtar Biskarov, from the fact that in the Vidui Meiser, one of the confessions I make is, Lo Achalti Ba'oni Mimenu, Lo Bi'arti Mimenu Vitame. So you see a clear indication, says the Biskarov, that this din, that an Onen is not allowed to involve himself with Meiser Sheni and with Kachim, is a din in the Kachim. Because otherwise, what does it have to do with my Vidui Meiser? I'm saying that I treated the Meiser properly, I didn't burn it, I wasn't Matame it, I did everything right, I brought it to Yerushalayim. So what is that? Lo Achalti Ba'oni Mimenu, what's the difference? Nothing to do with the Meiser, it's a din and aninus. So, why didn't you say that I also didn't talk Lashon Hara while I was eating the Meiser? It's nothing to do with anything. So therefore, says the Biskarov, you see a clear indication from the fact that the Pasuk assumes that this is an intrinsic part of the Vidui Meiser. It must be that the reason why he's not allowed to eat is a din in the Kachim and the Meiser. It's because we have so much Hashivas for the Kachim and the Meiser, and it's not a Halacha particularly in the Hilchas Aninus. So, so the napkaminas are so complicated. You know, it's like the napkaminas that the Biskarov makes are like to answer 300 kashas. You know, it's like it's a lot of steps. So that's why I thought it was too complicated to get into. But basically, just to chazer, so tonight we really discussed the Hilchas Aninus d'Araisa, the real Hilchas Aninus, and those consist of the following. Number one, an Onen is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. Number two, the Gemara learns a Kal v'chomer that an Onen is also not allowed to eat Kachim, because if you're not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, for sure you're not allowed to eat Kachim. An Onin d'Araisa is allowed to eat Truma. How long does the Aninus d'Araisa last? The simple understanding is, if you leave all these Shver Rashis out, the simple understanding is that Onin d'Araisa applies even after the Misa, the whole first day after the person passes away and has the Kvura. We assume that that whole day is Aninus d'Araisa, and we say, is a Machlegis in the Gemara, if even the night afterward is also an Aninus d'Araisa, or it's only Aninus d'Rabbanan. So that's with regard to that. Then the second halacha we discussed is, not with regard to achila, but with regard to hakrava, that an onin is not allowed to be makriv karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash b'shas aninuso. A Kohen Gadol obviously falls out of the regular rules of aninus. We say a Kohen Gadol is even makriv onin. And that was the whole basis of the discussion with the Magen Avraham, the Torah Tmima, and the Ragat Shavar. Mitzvah Shem, we'll see everybody next week.